Kirby and Josh.
Well, that's only Tuesday. I'm not used to the not short weeks. Last week, I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but 4 days is just where it's at.
And I think no one is disputing that. Like, I would love to meet the person who goes, no, I love the five. I love the five.
People that own businesses.
But I don't even think they love the five. They love the money that comes from it. But if they have to choose to not work, they don't want to work.
Because if everyone just decided 4 days is where it's at, I guess it's different when you've got casual staff. But if you're full-time, should be a 4 day. I mean, we could.
And I don't want my salary cut either, you know?
No.
Let's keep exactly what we're on, what we earn. Everyone who earns 5 day a week salary keeps that when we go to four.
Then it looks like a good wage.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
Hey, had the former mayor of Geelong, Darren Lyons. I know you.
Interesting character.
He's passionate.
And you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
And I think it was good because it gave the other side. People might not be as happy as we are about big thing. We want it here. Darren Lyons, not so much.
That is true. We learned that a lot of our listeners have stolen.
Yeah. I've stolen.
Yep, I've stolen.
You've stolen.
Oh, jeepers.
Sounds worse than what it is.
It is. I tell you what sounds bad and is as bad. You.
What did I do?
And a father.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment I shared with you, and it just backfired on me. Okay?
I can't wait.
Oh,
Because what you were intending to do for your daughter is going to be even greater when she grows up and you can tell her what happened.
Well, she's missing 11 months. 11
what
months
of those
memory.
11 months?
Slow start. Hey, you can catch it all right now on the podcast. So I'm still really cringing about what's happened. Something's gone wrong. So a bit of a backstory, right?
I love this. When it's not me cringing, I love this.
And I'm feeling, you know, when you feel your heart sink and your stomach just has that awkward feeling. So obviously when Georgie was born, I saw this thing on TikTok and it talked about when they're born, set up an email for them. And then so along the journey, you send them email. So that later down the track, like when she's 30 or whatever it is, you go, hey, here's an email of basically...
Letters I sent to you.
I sent to you along the journey. So that she can track what life was really like, what was going on.
That's so nice.
And have a... Yeah.
My dad would... he doesn't even text me.
No, he texts me. So anyway, so...
You're a great dad.
So I remember sending out this email, and then I have been sending emails probably about 50 or so.
Because she's nearly
11
months
today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the other night I was sending off an email to someone, and I accidentally put in Georgie Jeans at Gmail, whatever it was.
Yep.
And I sent an email. I was like, oh, that's not for her. So I want to keep it nice, clean, sort of.
Yeah,
block,
the
so
thread.
Inbox. That's right. So she can just go click, next one.
Sorry, but you've already sent 50. It's only 11 months. My gosh,
well,
she's
just
not going
like,
to read them.
But
there's
little
older.
Bits and it's sometimes just a photo.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, oh, I better log in because I've got the password and then I can just delete it, all the other spam that's in there too. So I go, type in the email, can't get the password. And I'm like, what is this password? Like, what is it? So I tried
it's a birthday.
40 things. No, it's I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't working. Anyway, I'm like, all right. And they said, oh, because I can't, what was it attached to? I was like, oh, my phone number. Sick. And so then I checked the last three digits. And it's not her. It's not the email for her. It's someone completely different. A different Georgie Jeans. So I've been sitting
for the whole time.
And so finally last night, because once I found out, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just delete him. Anyway, so I finally got the email back last night and I'm just like, oh God. She goes, hi Josh.
I wish I was on the other end of this.
Please stop emailing me.
Okay. Fresh for the drive home, Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
So, twice now in the past week or so, Machine Gun Kelly Herbie has gone into two fights. One, he tried to fight Conor McGregor, which...
Silly move.
And if you don't know who he is, he's a rapper turned
rock star. That's what I was about
star.
To say. He's a nobody.
Yeah. But he's dating Megan Fox, who's a pretty big name.
He's, but still, What are you really doing?
What are you doing? And why are you getting into fights with? So the second person he's going into a fight with was someone in the crowd. So a member of the public.
A fan.
Yeah. Oh. I think they were all booing him though. So they were all, and he's jumped in.
But just he's walk also, off stage. You've put yourself out there. You are a public profile. Mm. Not everyone's going to like you. And with the stuff he's been doing of late, maybe people aren't a fan of that machine.
Yeah. Well, just and walk off stage. That's just it. Don't perform the set.
Be the bigger person.
That's right. So what we've decided to do is, who am I this week, is celebrities who have gone into the fights with people of the public. Okay.
Is it a long list?
It is a big list, actually. I was very easy to get 10 names. So we've got to get 10 names. I've got to give you clues. You have to tell me who that person is. We've got to get all 10 before the minute.
We got 9 last week.
We did. We got very close. Very close.
Okay.
I think you'll do well. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, here we go. Does impersonations of Donald Trump. Very big name.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Very famous actor, was in Django. He's also, he speaks in the third person.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. Doesn't bath.
Ashton Kutcher.
Has been in the news recently to do with her father.
Meghan Markle.
No. Doesn't, like, it used to be a pop star. She was on the conservatorship.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Had a TV show called The Simple Life.
Ashley Simpson. No. Paris Hilton.
Yes. Big promoter in the Kardashian family. One of the boyfriends. Husbands.
Husbands.
She used to date, I think, Courtney.
Courtney Scott Disick.
Yes. She used to be a famous actor. Had a bit of trouble.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. Big pop star. We love his songs.
Fun.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Justin Bieber. Would have been it. We got close, so that would have been 8.
How dare I say fun and it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they're a band. And then we love Justin Bieber.
I do. Yeah. I know, but they're just such different artists.
And then we need Shia LaBeouf. And Nick Carter was going to be the last one. Backstreet Boys.
That one would have been a bit hard.
8 out of 10, not too bad.
Too bad. Lot of naughty people there.
I know.
Stop getting in fights. Be the bigger person and walk away.
100%. Great message there.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, yesterday I was hit with some hard truth. With the reality, really. Mm. Something that I'd blocked out of my memory for a long time.
Oh, good.
So
that's
I want
a good
this,
way to do it, yeah. Isn't it?
I don't want judgment right now, and it's an open space, obviously.
Yep.
I got home, had some dinner, chatting away to my housemates, mm-hmm. and then one of them pulled out and said, oh my gosh, guys, look what I got given today. Haven't seen this in so long. Would you like a piece?
Mm-hmm.
And out of their bag, they pulled just a packet of grape Hubba Bubba.
Oh, one of the better flavours. I think the problem with Hubba Bubba is it just didn't last long enough.
That's the flavour.
You just like, you like chewed it, oh, it's gone.
Yeah, you blow 2 bubbles, you go, that's fun. Or it pops in front of your face and then it's stuck in your eyebrows. You're like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
But delightful, you go back though. Again, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, so good. I don't know about the texture of that, was brilliant.
It's amazing. And it's still a thing.
Mm.
Saw it yesterday. But the bad thing about it is that it brought back a memory of something I did that I've always claimed that I've never been like a bad girl, you know?
No, weren't you like you're a school captain?
Mm. I haven't come into trouble with the law, you know?
No.
I'm just living my life very peacefully.
Yeah.
Just getting through it.
Yeah.
But turns out I've been living a lie.
Why? What have you done?
When I was younger, and I can't believe I blocked this out, I stole Hubba Bubba from a 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
I remember being...
How old were you?
I was still in primary school.
Yeah.
I was with two of my best friends, Cody and Caroline.
Yeah.
And we were at a 7-Eleven, and I remember one of them saying, you wouldn't do it. And I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But then they both got in my ears. And the next thing I knew, I did take it. I took a packet of grape. Hubba Bubba. I feel so bad. But do you know what I also feel?
Did you go back and apologise?
Of course not.
No, okay.
I blocked it out as soon as I did it. I probably put all 5 pieces in my mouth and swallowed it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to think about what I'd just done because I'd committed a crime, Josh, and I know what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that feels good, though.
Got it off your chest.
Yeah.
You've put it out in the open that you're a criminal. Yeah, I love
it.
You're right.
I don't want anyone to steal, but I also think that
you've acknowledged your bad thing that you've done.
It's not that bad. Is that bad?
No. I don't think it's that bad. I think everyone sort of, when you're younger.
Yeah. See, I reckon everyone did sort of maybe dabble with the law when they were younger.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. It's the confession line. There's no judgment.
No.
If you want to get something off your chest.
I feel great. Honestly, chest lighter. Lighter human right now.
What did you take as a kid?
Just steal.
Was it? I mean, we're not condoning this at all.
No.
You've made a mistake. You've learnt from it.
I never did it again. Never did it again. Nor would I
no.
ever.
No,
I don't want to get in the trouble. Stealing's bad.
Everyone that calls into the draw to win that $150 voucher, a cut above Family Butcher. It is Herbie and Josh. We'd love to hear from you on K-Rock.
The confession booth is now open.
That's right.
We're asking for your confessions of what did you steal as a kid on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 after a memory came back to me yesterday that I put this out of my memory. I stole as a kid a packet of grape Hubba Bubba.
But now you learnt that you did the wrong thing. You got that guilty feeling and you've moved on.
Yeah, and now I feel great that I've told you and everyone.
Everyone. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Anyone that calls into the draw for a cut above Family Butcher, $150 voucher we've got for there. Lara, you've got a confession to make. What did you steal as a kid?
So, I actually stole one of those whistle pops. You know the lollipops you like move the bottom up and down and...
A melody pop.
You could play a tune.
Yeah.
Yes, a melody pop.
I know them well.
I'm sitting in the back seat, right? So obviously I was a kid.
Yeah.
And Mum's like, where did you get that from? Like, I got it from the shops. With what money, right? So then she instilled the fear of like, if you blow that, that's a whistle to call the police. And I was like, what? So went through my whole childhood thinking, what's the point of a melody pop if you can't bloody play it?
That's so Confession line still open, Herbie.
It is indeed. We are wanting you to confess. What did you steal as a kid?
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, you feel lighter. I stole Hubba Bubba as a kid, and now that everyone knows, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that again.
You've done the wrong thing. You learnt from it. You've moved on.
Exactly. We've got Roxy from Cario. It wasn't you. It was your son.
Yeah, it was my son. He was about 3 at the time, and I had my daughter in the pram. She was probably about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shopping, and... he's put one of the fresh made pizzas in the bottom of the pram, and I didn't realise. And we're shopping, and then he's put baked beans in the pram, and I didn't realise. And I've gone through the checkout, got out back to the car, put the kids in the car, folding up the pram, and there they are. I'm like fuming mad that he's taking his stuff, so I've got it all out of the car, back into the shop, gone up to the desk, and I'm like, my son has just taken these without paying them. You need to tell him off.
Hard reality. Did he learn his lesson?
Yeah.
He did. He was very upset and sorry. Oh. And I don't think he'll steal anything again.
Good on you for not, like, you know, I would have been embarrassed. I'm like, oh no, they're going to arrest
Interesting
me.
Choices too, yeah. Pizza and baked beans. But
thanks for that, Roxy. That's brilliant.
Josh, I want to know, we've skimmed past you.
Yeah.
You, looking at your face, I already know you're hiding something now, and you're going to feel a lot better if you confess whatever it is.
No, I feel so bad about this one.
See,
as well.
I knew there was one.
When I was younger, I think I was primary, would have been prep.
Yeah.
And I remember asking for a Kinder Surprise from Mum. And we were shopping at Franklin's. You remember Franklin's?
Yeah.
Supermarkets? Anyway, so we went there and I remember hiding the barcode. So I think I ripped the barcode off because I was scared it was going to go. I was a criminal.
You're a mastermind.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, get in the car and Mum finds out I've got a Kinder Surprise. She's like, where'd you get that from? I was like, this is terrible, terrible. Anyway, Franklin's must have closed down, like gone broke. And so she took me back out the front and she goes, look what happens when you steal.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
This is great. A local guy by the name of Cooper Town is on a mission to get himself a house. How he's doing that? Trading up from a jar of Vegemite.
Vegemite to a house. That's incredible. He joined us now. Cooper, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, how did this idea come about? Yeah. Because I don't want to say it's a big dream, but you're making it look kind of possible at the moment.
Well, I actually watched the Canadian bloke, Kyle McDonald, do it quite a few years ago, and I kind of got inspired by his story, but didn't have the time. And with the latest lockdowns, so I kind of thought, why not give it a shot?
So, I mean, realistically, how many weeks are you into this? And what sort of house are you hoping for when you trade up?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact amount of weeks, but it's about 6 weeks
Yeah.
Since I posted my first ad. And I'm not too fussy on what house I get in the end.
Yeah, from a jar of Vegemite, definitely amazing. Was it a tough decision going with the Vegemite? Did you think maybe peanut butter?
I had a bit of an idea generation session, but I'm going with the Vegemite just because, you know, it's like a massive Australian staple, so.
Yeah. So what sort of offers have you had? Like, what have you had along the way? It's only 6 weeks in and you're up to your
fourth trade
now. So what sort of offers have you had that you've had to say no to?
I've had a lot of offers. I've had offers for signed memorabilia from, like, famous cricket players. I've had a massive amount of odd things you wouldn't suspect people to...
Memorabilia sounds like it would be expensive.
Yeah.
Or is it just you just didn't know enough about it to accept it?
Yeah, I get a lot of offers for quite niche things that I'm not too sure about, so I tend to keep away from that just because, you know, putting on the actual product itself.
Mm. And so if we go through your current trades, you started with the Vegemite, you then went on to a little care package, a beauty little package one, on to wine, and now you're up to my favourite trade so far. This is gorgeous. You've got accommodation for two at a steam carriage in Forest, which is valued over $1,000.
Yeah, it was amazing when I got that offer. I actually reached out to them to see if they would be interested in it, and when they came back with that kind of offer to me, I was just blown back. I was expecting something less than that.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
And what are you expecting for the next trade then? Because that's pretty big.
Yeah, I'm not as expecting such a big jump in price with the thing I get traded next, but I've had a fair few trade offers already. So,
like what?
Tell us the secrets.
For the last few days. I've been offered a van.
Whoa.
I've been offered... Yeah. I've been offered...
What are we doing with our lives? We should be doing this as well. We should be trading up.
Far out.
A van. You got a vehicle. You should be...
So you're saying, are you tempted by the van?
Oh, definitely am. I haven't seen any pictures of it yet, though.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for some pictures. But, yeah, I'm talking to a few companies as well. There's quite a varying amount of different things that have been offered.
Now, Cooper, just a quick one to end on. Is it possible, if we help you out here, could you trade up to a house big enough to fit all of us in it?
I mean, if I did get a house that big, yep, for sure.
Yeah, there we go. We've got it on record. We've got it on record, Cooper. Hey, we'll, you know, if you want to make that trade for the voucher at Forest, which sounds amazing, get in contact with us or Cooper, and we're just trying to weasel our ways into it.
That's it.
But, Cooper, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Now, I came across a wombat today, Josh, and I get fascinated by wombats on an ordinary day just because they're fun.
Aren't they awesome-looking creatures?
I wish I saw more of them. No?
Very chunky little things, aren't they?
Oh.
Nuggets.
I'm glad you've mentioned chunky, because that's exactly what this wombat that I've come across today is. And I'm not talking your classic chunky wombat. This is a big, plump wombat, and it's down in a sanctuary at the moment in Tasmania.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's named Miss Ruby, and it's actually on an exercise program at the moment because it's she's tipped the scales at a whopping 35 kilograms.
Jeez, that's big.
It's huge.
How does a wombat get fat? You know, like, I know they're nuggets, but how does one wombat get to 35 kilos? Like, what are they normally supposed to be? Like 20-ish?
Yeah, they're exactly right, 20. They can get quite large if they're left in the wild and left alone, which is what happened to Miss Ruby.
She got too big.
They found her, though, and she's bloody huge.
She's
not going to lie.
Too successful almost to be in the open.
One of the people who works at the sanctuary is holding her, and you can't see the person behind her. It's just like a little head behind this massive wombat. But I tell you what, that's not all that these wombats are known for. You actually know some wombat facts yourself.
Yeah, I love wombats. My favourite.
You know how they're quite fast.
40 kilometres an hour.
If you know, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's quick.
Imagine that thing running at you. 35 kilometres. I mean, she's probably not getting there.
She's definitely not getting there. And you'll never mistake wombat poo because it's square.
Yeah.
If you know,
you know.
Isn't
that crazy?
And do you know why, though?
No.
It's because of their slow digestive process. And so they try to eat food that's harder to actually break down, so it takes a lot longer. And so when it comes out, it's got to hurt, basically.
Really? So it comes out as cubes?
Mm.
I knew it was different, but I didn't know that. Mm. Yeah.
Wombats can jump.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
If you know, you know.
Some have been known to jump over 1 meter high fences. That's big.
But they're so low to the ground.
I know. They're chunky.
I guess if you're hitting 40 kilometres an hour, you've got some power behind your legs, don't you?
This is true.
Yeah.
This one's a bit crazy. In prehistoric times, herds of giant wombats roamed Australia. So they had a different name. They were called Diprotodon.
Yep.
Saying that wrong.
Yeah.
But they were about the same size roughly as a rhinoceros.
If you know.
No.
Yeah. They definitely were. Weighed as much as 2,800 kilograms, giving Miss Ruby a good run for her money.
That's huge.
Massive.
Why? Wow.
And then it goes on to say that we're the people that have actually caused.
Oh, geez, that's sad.
I don't want to. Let's not end on that. I'll give you a fun one.
I was going to say, that's where we're going.
Well, wombats build extensive burrows for themselves. You were saying how in bushfires or in a crisis, other animals will actually take shelter in them.
Yeah.
But they can sometimes stretch as long as 650 feet in length.
If you know, you
that's
know.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, that is good.
Tell you who's not getting through that fun. Miss Ruby.
Miss Ruby's in a lot of trouble. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, a mum has found herself in a bit of a sticky situation, but being a mum, she's wanted to prove her point that she was right.
Oh, okay, yep.
So she went shopping because shops are now open, took her daughter, went off to a Westfield, and there was a Zara there, which is, you know, a big UK brand.
Yeah.
Men's, women's, got all the clothes in it.
Huge store.
Quite fashionable. And she tried on a lovely green jumpsuit, and it looked quite nice.
Okay, yep.
Bit of a floral pattern going on. You know, mum's ready to let loose now that...
Jumpsuits, they're still a big thing, aren't they? Some people can pull them off. Other people...
I love them.
Just like anything.
You can cartwheel in them. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not doing...
I was going to say you're not one of the ones that can pull it off.
No, I can. But for this mum, she tried it on, and when she got home, she put it on again, wanted to show it off to her partner. But unfortunately, the zip, it got stuck on... the seam. Now, for a lot of girls who wear the dresses, there's this bump bit that you've got to get it over.
Mm.
And at that point, it sort of got broken. And so it couldn't go up, but it wouldn't come down either.
Oh, devastating. Imagine trying to put your arms behind your back and just trying. You'd be doing your shoulder.
Maneuvers. Exactly.
Oh,
and so she's gone, I'm not having this. She drove back to Zara and to prove her point that it wasn't actually her breaking it, that the zip was faulty, she's made the shop assistant try and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they couldn't, so they've had to cut her out of
the
jumpsuit.
Cut the dress.
Cut her right out of it.
Okay.
It
doesn't seem like a thing that, you know, she hasn't tried too hard is what I'm saying.
No, Josh, this is a thing that happens.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is. Do you know the amount of times that I've been in change rooms and you try something on because if you try on, like, let's say a size 10 or something, it's not equal in every brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Like shoe sizes.
You put it on. And you get stuck. It happens. Happens to the best of us. It's happened to me.
Of course it has.
Mine wasn't at a shop.
Of course it's happened.
I had online bought a dress.
Yep.
And it was like a nice white knee-length off-the-shoulder sleeve dress. Now, it was...
Where's the zip?
It was at the back.
Yeah, okay.
And it was quite ribbed, so it was ruffled. And I got into it, but I won't lie. It was a
tight
struggle
squeeze
to get in. Like, I was on the bed doing worms on the bed trying to get in. But, you know, if you can get in, then you're fine.
It was the end of summer.
Yeah. I'm like, this will work. And so I'm trying this dress on, looking at the time, because in 20 minutes I've got my PT. And so I'm like, oh, I've got to, you know, just make sure I look good and then head off to PT.
Oh, right.
When it came to taking off the dress... I got it to like my shoulders, and then at this stage, I'm like, no, I'm stuck. And so I'm now looking like the Michelin man in front of the mirror because I've just got ribbed white rolls all over me.
Yeah.
And I'm literally a head poking out like a burnt white marshmallow, you know, when you pull the cover off after in a fire.
I don't know why you're squatting right now.
Because I'm taking it off again.
You are, yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't get out of it. I had to call my PT who... cancelled the session and instead came to the house And she cut it a little bit
yeah.
and then left, shut the door and said, this is your workout. Yeah, get out of it now.
Yeah, yeah. God, she goes, oh, this girl needs more help than just a workout session, doesn't she?
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we?
Yes, please.
You're standing up for this one too. You just got off the chair.
Just getting excited. I've been ready for this all day, I reckon.
Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes. Just some stuff we found in the news. Coffee made in a lab.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, why? What's the point? Dude, what do you mean?
So, scientists have created the first ever genetically engineered coffee that smells and tastes like the real thing.
Oh, no thanks.
I want the real the beans. Thing. Yeah.
I just want the beans, you know? I don't like that. I understand that the world's smart and good on them. You know, you've spent how many years inventing that?
And
do
who,
we need it?
And who
probably
says
not.
Smells and tastes like it? Does it actually taste like it? You know what I mean? They're like,
just what's the point,
enough.
Though? We've got that's it true. Already. Like, why can't we invent something useful that's
going to
help us?
Well, I guess it's help with, I guess, if there's been a coffee shortage or
the environment,
people.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's probably factors.
A few more diseases that we should be trying to solve.
Yeah, rather than getting a coffee. Yeah. Fair call. Fair call. Being weighed before you go on a ride.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I do not like this. I went skydiving New Zealand a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And before you can jump, they write your weight on your hand. And I'd been away for a while now. And when this guy wrote my weight on my hand, I was that quick to nearly backhand him. I was like, no, I'm not that. But you do need to know it because of the rope and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No one, you do not need to know.
It's not a number you want to publicise as well, is it? You know? Even if you're a ripped unit, I'm sure you don't want that.
You don't need to brag. You don't want people to know. That's one thing I've kept to myself.
So a Perth amusement park has copped flak after putting out the weight machines before you jumped on its ride, which I suppose if it's a safety issue.
But isn't it an honesty policy? You know, if they say, hey, can you weigh, if you weigh 70 kilos, you can go on this.
Yeah,
and if you're more than
you're
not the ride for
sorry,
you.
Sorry, you can't come.
Then surely you go, look, I'm not going to try
maybe.
And squeeze.
Yeah, like, that's right. Okay.
I'd rather not go on the ride
let's
than break
the ride. Let's just trust everyone to do the honesty situation. Good thing. And also, if you can't have a certain weight on a ride, should that ride be an amusement park?
Yeah, that's true.
Last one, Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Oh, my giddy aunt. Doesn't that warm your heart and other parts, you know?
So that's the number one rated TV show on Netflix of all time. Most viewed.
Oh, and I know why.
Why?
Because did you watch it?
No.
It made women feel great. And about bloody time, you know? Men need to really show some effort. And that's what he was doing.
So fantasies, where it's all at.
I guess so.
Okay, fair enough.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We've launched our petition to get a big thing here in Geelong.
1934 Ford Ute.
Looks nice. It's like a hot roddy type car
it's
now.
Sharp.
It's really good. You can sign krock.com.au. Unfortunately, not everyone's happy with it.
But that's expected, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You're not going to get everyone on board.
One man not totally behind it. And I wonder if he was still mayor and we presented him with 1,000 signatures to get a big thing in Geelong, what would he do? Welcome to the show, Darren Lyons. How are you?
Hey, guys. Isn't it great to see you? Here I am up in sunny Queensland and you're getting, you know, it's cold and rainy and freezing in Geelong. I do feel sorry and, it's been really, really, really tough.
Whereabouts are you in Queensland? Are you on the sunny coast enjoying some sunshine or what?
No, I'm up opening galleries up in Port Douglas at the moment. I had a hugely successful and we... Yeah, it's extraordinary. It's been beautiful, I've got to say it. I'm not saying that just to make everyone down there jealous, but yeah, but it's pretty difficult to do 26 to 30 degrees day in, day out, and not a cloud in the sky. The only thing I've got to complete with is something that's kind of remnants of council is the crocodile swimming out the front of my house. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Living the dream. So what would you say, Dan, if we've come with 1,000 signatures, we want to get a big Ford Ute.
Help boost tourism after the lockdown.
What are you saying to us?
A big Ford Ute.
Yeah.
Right. 1934 Ford Ute.
invented here, of course.
You want to build a big one of those and stick it in the middle of Geelong, do you? Is that someone's incredible idea?
Yeah.
Right, well, first of all, I think we get a bogan rap enough, but, I mean, that would make us the ultimate bogans, I think, putting a massive Ford ute in the middle of Geelong. I mean, we have an incredible Christmas tree that probably should be three times the size by now if anyone had any brains in council, and the state government of Victoria actually sponsoring it and getting back, because it brings in $20 million in income a year and has done year on year for the last God knows how many since I was there. A Ford ute. which bright councillor has come up with a big Ford ute for Geelong?
Well, this was the people of Geelong, actually. So we had people call in, suggest.
Right.
And then
the locals.
Then we put up four options to vote for. So we had, like, obviously things that have to do with Geelong. So we had the Ford ute.
The Hills Hoist.
Hills Hoist was invented here as well. Billy Brownless got a lot of votes.
And a surfboard.
And a surfboard. Yeah.
I don't think you'd have enough beer to fill his mug. But, right. I'm sorry, but I mean, I would be certainly going down the art route. Is it being backed by any moronic politicians in Geelong?
We've had Richard Miles on the show, and he's in full support of the Ford ute.
Oh my God! Well, that's just put the mockers on it, isn't it? the most brainless individual in Geelong representing a Ford ute banged in the middle of the Geelong. Right? Okay, I wouldn't put it past him. No, I think we should do something like, and people won't probably know this name, but. Being in the art business, I would be doing something that would attract, global tourism, like a massive Coors statue or a Robert Orlansky, some special piece of art that is known worldwide. There's some amazing artists out there. In fact, there's just been a massive gold spaceman that's just been produced for Dubai, which is an extraordinary piece. I would be doing something in the arts area. I certainly wouldn't be putting a big... quad truck in the middle of Geelong. I think it'd be Geelong's. There's been plenty of disasters in Geelong.
Cool. Very cool. You've still got the fire in you, I can tell you much for sure. Darren Lyons, we appreciate your honest feedback.
Giddy up, guys. Thanks,
Darren.
Greatest afternoon show on Australian radio.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming into the studio, Louis Zacher from the newsroom. Hello.
G'day. G'day, g'day.
Louis.
How's your day been?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, actually. Things are looking good now. We're out of lockdown.
What about that lineup of ambulances trying to get in to drop off patients?
In the Northern Hospital. Yeah, it's a worrying time with it's just what's happening in COVID, in the world of COVID. We've got that to look forward
Shout
to.
Shout out to all the emergency services workers. Yeah, for sure. We are in here for a bit of a lighter note. Cheap Tuesday.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned football, grand final. So I had to run in and sweet talk Matty, the producer, and get some different cuts. Had some CDs handed to him, and
he's good.
We churned it around because we were going to do celebrations out of lockdown, but instead we are doing sport just for you guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Love that. There you
love
go.
That.
Good. Got the theme. All right.
Sports movies.
Okay, first one.
You know, everybody thinks we found this broken down horse and fixed him, but we didn't. He fixed us.
Is that Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Is it Secretariat?
No.
Oh.
Tobey Maguire?
It's a horse, obviously. Who won the Triple Crown? No, it's not.
Farlap.
No.
Winks.
Think about American horses.
I don't know.
Maccabi Diva.
Is it
Maccabi? No. Seabiscuit.
Oh, Seabiscuit. Yeah, of course. Great movie.
Haven't seen it. In the victories. I wouldn't say that's up there with the greatest.
Seabiscuit's a great story.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Read
it's
it.
A feel good.
Jeez. Okay.
I like
footy. You're in a mood today.
You like footy?
How many footy movies are we going to have?
Tons.
All right, well, let's do.
You have got to be kidding me. There's a huge party going on downstairs.
I forgot about that.
I'll tell you what you should forget about. Football.
So it's obviously NFL. Huge party going on downstairs. Oh, God.
Is it the one where...
Remember the Titans?
I'm thinking it could be, but it's not.
It's not that. It's something else.
Try and pick the voice.
Oh, it sounds like Kevin Costner, but it's not Kevin Costner.
We need a clue.
It's not one of his best movies.
You have got to be kidding me. There's a huge party going on downstairs.
I forgot about that.
I'll tell you what you should forget about. Football.
Is it Zac Efron?
No. He'd be more. He'd be better known for Tap It In.
Oh, it's Oh, yeah, the prison one where he goes to prison.
Longest Yard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bang, there we go.
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yes, bang, love that. Okay, all right, next there. One. Okay.
Oh, hello, Catherine. Good to see you.
Dodgeball.
Didn't know you were dropping by.
Asked me to come over.
Did I?
Yes. There we go.
Well done, guys.
Oh,
well done.
Congratulations, team. Team effort there. Thank you, Louis Zachary.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.